Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
In the Apostle John's first letter, he wrote these intimate but convicting words. My little children, I'm writing you these things so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for those of the whole world. Well, the Apostle John is teaching us that God and Jesus Christ are holy and absolutely righteous. And to help us understand this awesome truth, John used two metaphors, contrasting light with darkness. When Jesus came into the world, he revealed God's holiness as the light that shines in the darkness. And when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and become Christians, we are to be the light of the world. Well, even as born-again Christians, we at times still walk in the darkness, don't we? And we love the world. But when we as Christians claim that we're having fellowship with God and yet we're choosing to live in various forms of darkness, we're lying, not only to God and others, but we're lying to ourselves. I don't know about you, but I'm greatly encouraged when I read these words here in this very same paragraph in John's letter. If we say we have no sin, we're deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So here's the principle to live by. To have intimate fellowship with God, we must confess our sins and live in his will.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.